This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold an election rally in Nevada in Bihar today. The Prime Minister will address a public meeting around 11 a.m. supporting the NDA candidate. Along with BJP leaders, members of other constituent parties of NDA will also attend the rally. From the Nevada parliamentary constituency, BJP has fielded Vivek Thakur, who is the son of senior BJP leader and former union minister Dr. C.P. Thakur. Polling will be held on the 19th of April in the Nevada Lok Sabha segment, along with Gaya, Aurangabad and Jamui, under the first phase of parliamentary elections. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will also kick off the campaign in Jabalpur, Madhya Pradesh today. Mr. Modi will lead a road show for about an hour from Bhagat Singh Chowk to Shankaracharya Chowk in Jabalpur at 6 p.m. At the same time, the convener of BJP's new joining team, Narottam Mishra, has claimed that 1.25 lakh people have joined BJP in one day on BJP's Foundation Day. BJP National President J.P. Nadda held a roadshow at Kozhikode in Kerala yesterday in support of M.T. Ramesh, the party candidate in the Kozhikode parliamentary constituency. Addressing party workers at the end of the roadshow, he said, during the past 10 years, Prime Minister Narendra Modi took care of all sections of the society, including youth, women, farmers and other marginalized sections. The Congress party kicked off its general election campaign from Telangana with a public meeting titled Janajatra at Tukkugura Rangareddy district, 40 kilometers from the state capital Hyderabad, last evening. Addressing a public gathering after unveiling the party's election manifesto in Telugu, Rahul Gandhi asserted the Congress party's commitment to its promises made during assembly elections in Telangana. Rahul Gandhi pledged to fulfill them. Highlighting job creation efforts, Rahul Gandhi mentioned that the Congress government in Telangana has already facilitated 30,000 jobs with plans for further employment opportunities. He outlined initiatives to provide training and a stipend of 1 lakh rupees per year to unemployed individuals across various sectors. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has arrested two prime suspects from Bhupati Nagar in East Medinipur district of West Bengal in connection with the 2022 blast case. The NIA said that in a breakthrough in the Bhupati Nagar blast case, two key conspirators, Balai Charan Maiti and Monobrat Tajana, have been arrested after extensive searches at five locations. Three persons had been killed in the blast on December 3, 2022. Indian Coast Guard ship ICGS Veera has rescued nine fishermen off Andhra Pradesh coast in Bay of Bengal. These fishermen had suffered severe burn injuries after their boat caught fire and sank at sea. The Ministry of Defence said that, sensing the urgency of the situation, ICGS Veera reached the location within a few hours to provide assistance to the survivors. It added, all nine survivors were shifted to ICG ship, where they were provided first aid by a medical team. Later, all the injured fishermen were shifted to King George Hospital, Vishakhapatnam, for further treatment. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued orange alert for rain in parts of Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, West Bengal and Odisha today. The IMD has forecast moderate rainfall with isolated thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds over various parts of the nation. The IMD has predicted heat wave conditions across parts of East and Peninsula India today and tomorrow. Heat wave will prevail over parts of Tamil Nadu, Karnataka and Telangana today. In Slovakia, populist candidate Peter Pellegrini won the presidential election last night. Russian-friendly Mr. Pellegrini defeated the pro-Western candidate Ivan Korchok with 53% of the vote, cementing the grip of pro-Russian Prime Minister Robert Fico over the country. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals defeated Royal Challengers Bengaluru by 6 wickets at Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur last night. Today, Mumbai Indians will take on Delhi Capitals at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. The match will start at 3:30 p.m. And in hockey, the Indian men's team will face Australia in the second match of the 5-match series in Perth, Australia today. The match is scheduled to start at 2:10 p.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.